As we talk about Washington, D.C., it seems like over the last several months we've been really focusing on fiscal stimulus. Will we get a package? What will be in that package? But there's actually something a little bit more immediate going on. That's just keeping the government going and funded past mid-December. Let's get an update on what's going on there with that continuing resolution. We do that with Jack Fitzpatrick, Bloomberg Government Congressional Reporter. Jack, thanks so much for joining us here. Where are we in terms of keeping our government funded? It seems like December is a key month here.
Yeah, so next Friday, December 11th, is the deadline to fund the government. The congressional leaders on both sides have said they actually want a full omnibus appropriations deal. They can increase certain accounts and really fund the government and not rely on another stopgap. There was a significant development toward getting to that, in which the appropriators agreed on how much to spend on each of the 12 bills. The challenge now, though, is as those appropriators work out the details, and they say they're doing well and having positive meetings, we have not heard any feedback from the White House at all on that initial agreement. And Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, who is an ally of Trump, opposes the spending levels for those bills. There's an argument about emergency funds for veterans' health that Democrats included that are not subject to statutory spending limits. All in all, the appropriators seem to be doing well, but the question is leadership or is the president going to come in late and say, actually, I don't like the details of what you have worked out? So that's the main challenge now.
So, Jack, how important is it that President Trump gets on board with anything that could get passed before the end of his tenure?
Well, they need his signature. The deadline is December 11th, so you can't rely on Biden. One reason that it's interesting to see them pushing for this full massive omnibus that I'm sure will be more than 2,000 pages long is if Trump is not particularly motivated to get involved in these negotiations, you can add sweeteners. You can add some border wall money or something that he likes. If they need to rely on just a stopgap to extend the deadline, there's not really a sweetener for him. In fact, when I was talking to somebody on K Street, a former appropriations staffer, they said, you know, they're probably going to need a veto-proof two-thirds majority if they rely on a continuing resolution, because Trump's signature is such an X factor. So they want a deal that everybody really loves, which is why there's this sort of manic rush to get this massive omnibus done, preferably the text done by this week.
So, Jack, if the president is not particularly involved here, who is running point for the White House?
They often go through Senate Republicans. The question is how involved they are in the first place. The negotiations now are really between the House Appropriations Chairwoman Nita Lowey, Senate Chairman Richard Shelby, and all the subcommittee leaders. It's the people you don't even hear about that much in the national news. They're really good at striking deals. As I mentioned, though, this needs to get to the president's desk. It needs to get the leaders on board. And now we're already hearing this complaint about McCarthy not liking the spending levels. I don't believe the White House has been particularly vocal in talking to Senate Republicans. Mitch McConnell has said he wants a deal. So the disagreements haven't bubbled up yet, but it's concerning that we haven't gotten any positive feedback from the White House, and we've started to get negative feedback from McCarthy.
Jack, where are we on the aid to states and local governments?
That, I wish I could give you more of an update on that. That's the issue that has been sort of percolating for months and months. We haven't heard of any real change in stimulus talks. That is still one sticking point. Another one is liability protections for companies. It sounds like Democrats are still pushing for a $2.2 to $2.4 trillion stimulus, with probably the last number was $430-some billion for state and local. Republicans are talking about much lower numbers. The disagreements there seem to be exactly what they have been for months. I don't think there's been a lot of movement there.
All right, Jack, we're going to stick with you for the next several weeks, I believe, because this is going to be front and center. Jack Fitzpatrick, Bloomberg government congressional reporter, bringing us up to date on funding the government past that December 11th date, which is when we need some type of action there. And then also the next step would be fiscal stimulus. So we'll keep you up to date on that.